his son, either Ascanius or another son born to Aeneas and Lavinia, depending on which version of the legend you follow, Aeneas' son founds a city called Alba Longa. So that's the basic background that Virgil draws upon for the Trojan War itself and the aftermath of the Trojan War. But this Greek story, this myth of the Trojan War, was not the only myth that the Romans had about the origins of Rome and the Roman people. Within their own native tradition, they had, as I mentioned in the last lecture, legends about the founding of the city of Rome itself by Romulus. Romulus and his twin brother Remus were the grandsons of a king of Alba Longa many, many generations after its foundation by Ascanius or a brother of Ascanius. They were the grandsons of the king of Alba Longa, born to the king's daughter, Rhea Silvia, and the god Mars. Rhea Silvia was raped by the god Mars, became pregnant with twins, gave birth to Romulus and Remus. At birth, these boys were set adrift in a basket on the Tiber River, the river that flows through Rome, by their wicked, usurping great uncle, because despite the fact that they were illegitimate and despite the fact that they were the sons of the king's daughter, not his son, their great uncle still feared that they might grow up to take the kingship, so he tried to kill them. He set them adrift in a basket on the Tiber River. As so often happens in this sort of myth of a hero's childhood, the basket washed ashore and the boys were rescued by a she-wolf, a female wolf who had a litter of puppies, recognized these boys as puppies of a different species, took them in and suckled them. And of course, this is the origin of the very famous emblem of Rome, the she-wolf as an emblem of Rome. At some point after the she-wolf rescued the boys, they were found and adopted by a shepherd who, with his wife, raised them as his own sons. Now, after Romulus and Remus reached adulthood, again, this is a very common theme in myths of a hero's childhood, they were recognized, their true lineage was discovered through a series of coincidences and unlikely circumstances. They restored their grandfather to the throne of Alba Longa and decided to found a new city of their own. The city they founded, of course, was Rome, and it was founded in 753 BC, according to the Romans' own legends about the foundation. The year 753 BC was the year from which Romans counted everything. Roman dating is done ab urbe condita, which means from the foundation of the city. So 753 is the year at which they begin counting. They would say that something had happened 580 years from the founding of the city, 620 years from the founding of the city. 753 obviously had enormous emotional and historical significance for them as their year one. In a quarrel over the naming of this new city, Romulus killed his brother Remus, and that's why the city was named Roma and not Rema, as it could have been if things had gone the other way. After founding the city, Romulus needed citizens. It doesn't do much good to found a city all by yourself. So he offered asylum to anyone who wished to join him there. Any criminals, runaways, disaffected younger sons who had no property, foreigners who had wandered in from elsewhere, anyone who wanted to join him there was accepted as a Roman citizen. So now Romulus has a male citizen body, but they need wives. And in order to get wives for themselves, the new Romans invited their neighbors, a tribe called the Sabines, to a religious festival. First, they asked around among all their neighbors for young women to marry and were greeted with derision because, after all, these new citizens of Rome were a rather ragtag and bobtail collection of criminals, wanderers, and vagabonds. No one wanted to marry their daughters off to such men, so the Romans resort to trickery. They invite the Sabines to a religious festival and then, at a prearranged signal, abduct all the young women. This is the so-called rape of the Sabine women, which is a fascinating myth in its own right, and I wish I had time to go into some details about it, but I really don't. I would just like to point out, though, that this is, in many ways, a very peculiar foundation story for a city to tell about itself. We're so familiar with it that I think we tend to overlook just how odd it is, but there are all sorts of very troubling elements here. Fratricide. The original citizens being anyone who wants to come in, no matter what his background.